With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The standoff over the Strait of Hormuz quickly escalating again as Iran reversed its reopening of the crucial waterway and fired on ships attempting to pass. That came in retaliation after the U.S. pressed ahead with its blockade, choking off Iranian ports. Pressure on Iran's finances continue to squeeze the regime there. His correspondent, John Scott.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is touting a new U.S. economic offensive against Iran, exploiting Gulf nations' new willingness to expose and freeze Iranian regime bank assets after recent attacks. The measures, part of Operation Economic Fury, include expanded sanctions targeting Iranian oil reserves, IRGC leadership, and terror proxy funding networks.
That is correspondent John Scott. As the longest shutdown in federal government history drags on, Republicans on Capitol Hill run out of patience with their Democrat counterparts. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson this week says he now plans to enact a so-called skinny reconciliation package next week. In his words, Democrats are playing politics with our national security.
Very sadly, shockingly, the Democrats have decided that they want to zero out the accounts of border security and immigration and customs enforcement. It's a shocking thing to even say, but that's where our politics have devolved. They don't want to do it at all. And so we have to do it on our own. We have to do it through a reconciliation bill, because that's the only way to get around the 60-vote threshold necessity in the Senate. That's going to happen next week. Republicans are now carrying the ball by ourselves.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, here on the Salem Radio Network and on the Salem News Channel. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow was up 800 points. This is SRN News. Americans still support the idea of religious freedom.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in more than three decades, with 20 people actually killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's a conclusion of a new study put out by Tel Aviv University, which included in their figures a deadly attack at that Hanukkah celebration in Australia. This is SRN News. The top election official in Arizona's most populous county will get more authority in running elections there after a judge sided with his office in a legal fight with a local board that shares responsibility for overseeing that vote.
The decision could have broad implications in one of the nation's most prominent battleground states, which will have several high-profile races this fall. Justin Heap, the Republican recorder in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, sued the predominantly Republican County Board of Supervisors last summer, alleging it had illegally taken control of certain aspects of election administration. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Scott Blaney mostly sided with Heap's office in his ruling, which was filed Thursday, but appeared on the public docket Friday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Golden State coach Steve Kerr says he's not sure about his future, saying after the Warriors saw their season end last night that he'll be taking some time off to decompress before gathering with the team's leadership and figure out what's his next step. More of these stories can be found at srnnews.com.